During its most recent meeting, the Marshall School Board took up a discussion involving the 2020-2021 school calendar. Superintendent Dr. Carol Mayer explains the day school starts must meet certain criteria.
We did adopt the school calendar, and as law now, the district has to start school a little bit later than some districts had been starting because of the new law that went into effect. So our first day is going to be August the 24th with kids, and our last day then will be May the 21st with kids.
Dr. Mayer says the district will have a lengthy Christmas break.
We are able to have a full winter break at Christmas time of 2 weeks and a day, which is a nice break for our kids and our families and our faculty and staff. We start the 21st is the first day of Christmas break, and then the kids come back to school on the 5th of January. We did add the snow days, three of them, at the end of the year because teachers felt very strongly that they wanted to protect spring break and Easter break.
In other news, an area school district's superintendent has tendered his resignation. According to minutes from the most recent meeting of the Salisbury School Board, the board accepted Troy Clausen's resignation letter as presented. His resignation is effective at the end of the 2019-20 school year. In addition, the board heard a presentation by Dwayne Martin from the Missouri Ed Council. He presented his consultant services regarding the superintendent search. The board voted to accept his proposal. Also, the board voted to schedule a special school board meeting for 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 19th, to screen the applications that Missouri Ed Council receives during its search. After the retirement of Bill Sleeper as building and grounds supervisor at the Saline County Courthouse in Marshall earlier in February, the county commission announced his successor during its meeting on February 27th. Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. asked for the approval of the promotion of an employee.
I'd like to make an official announcement that we have promoted Zachary Fletcher to building and grounds supervisor, replacing Bill Sleeper. And he will effectively be official, let's say, March the 2nd, 2020.
Fletcher's promotion was approved. Then Guthrie asked for approval of a new hire.
And our next new hire will be Zach's assistant. His name is Tommy Berger, and he will start on March the 2nd, 2020.
Commissioners also approved the hiring of Berger. The Slater City Council is scheduled to meet tonight. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock at City Hall at 232 North Main Street. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.